Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony Video Blog. And today we're going to touch upon a subject that relates to English pronunciation, right? And to be more specific, it's about the schwa sound. And schwa sound, even though it might sound as something very sophisticated and something very fancy, in case you don't know what it is, it's just the way we pronounce some vowel sounds in unstressed syllables. Let's say, for example, the following word, amazing. We don't really say amazing. The first letter in the word amazing obviously is the letter A, but you don't really pronounce it with an open mouth. It's not being stressed as you pronounce the word. You don't really say amazing, right? You just say amazing. And the first sound in this particular word is the typical schwa sound. A vowel, when it's unstressed, you just barely open your mouth and it's pronounced something like this. Right? Amazing. Amazing. And another example, the word about, right? You don't really say about, even though if you said it that way, people would still understand what you're talking about, but you don't say it like that conversationally, right? You say about. It's about time. It's about time. If you slow down your speech, it's reduced to something like it's about time. It's about time. But when you speak quite fast, it almost disappears. It's about time. It's about time. It's as if you're saying, it's about time. It's about time. So the letter A almost disappears. It's as if it's not even there. So probably that's the best way to go about pronouncing the schwa sound if you're struggling with it. And the person who asked me the question about the schwa sound is Juha Pekka. He's a very prolific commentator on my blogs on both EnglishHarmony.com and AccentAdventure.com. And I have to apologize to you, Juha Pekka, in front of the entire audience here for not responding to your comment sooner. It's just that I've been putting it off every week, and it's been maybe more than a month now. And the one on AccentAdventure.com, well, I'm going to respond to that in writing, right? It's just that I haven't got that much time to look into the whole thing and then record a video. It's going to take me probably 20 or 30 minutes to delve into the very matter and elaborate on everything if I speak in front of a camera, right? So I'm just going to read through and respond to it in writing on the AccentAdventure.com blog, right? But here we're going to be talking about a little bit more about the schwa sound. So basically, schwa is a sound you don't really pronounce. You have to imagine that it's not even there, and that's the best way to pronounce it, right? It might make a lot of sense. It may sound even a little bit nonsensical. How can you pronounce something by not pronouncing it? But I would imagine that's the best way to go about it, especially Juha Pekka in your case, because you're a Finnish speaker and you're saying that your sound, I'm not really sure if I got it right, but it just bears a resemblance to the German right? So that's the way I pronounce it. And you're saying that that's the closest equivalent to the schwa sound in your language. You're referring to my article where I'm talking about, and there's a video as well, if I'm not mistaken. You may want to check it out here, right? Where I'm talking about equating your native language sounds to English, or the other way around. Basically, if you can't get English sounds right, equate them to your native language sounds, thus getting them right in the end. And then as a reference to that article, you're saying that if you try and do that, there's the closest equivalent in Finnish is the sound, which is not really the schwa sound. And subsequently, you're asking how to get the schwa sound right. So my advice is to imagine that it's not even there, or if you actually have to pronounce it, if the sentence is built in a certain way that you can't actually avoid pronouncing something, it's always like this. It's always basically, don't think much of it. Just open your mouth a little bit and just exhale. And it's simple as that. Another word, say pencil. The word pencil, the letter I actually becomes the schwa sound, pencil, pencil. And again, you can actually kind of imagine that the letter A is not even there, right? Pencil. But you don't finish the word so sharply and abruptly that you don't say pencil, pencil. It will sound a bit unnatural, to be honest with you. But let it flow a little bit more, right? Pencil, pencil. But obviously you don't say it like pencil, pencil. Don't stress the schwa sound, right? You can imagine that it's pronounced like this, but you don't have to stress it, because if I'm just trying to get the schwa sound, if I'm just pronouncing the schwa sound on its own, it has to be stressed, because there's no other way to pronounce a single syllable without stressing it, right? But it, in real life conversations, it always occurs in the middle of a sentence, in a word where it's unstressed. So you don't have to make conscious effort to exhale and do the thing, right? You just kind of take it in the stride. You just pronounce the whole word, pencil, pencil. And it's kind of there, but basically the advice is not to pronounce it. That's the best way to go about the schwa sound in the English language. Let me look up some other words where the schwa is present. To be honest with you guys, schwa is present in pretty much every sentence where we're using in the English language. It's just that when I have to give you an example, I can't actually, it's very difficult to think something on demand, so to speak. When you ask me, obviously I can't tell you, yes, this and that, and this word includes the schwa sound, because it's very difficult to pinpoint an exact thing when you need it. So, the word eloquent, right? Which means fluent, eloquent. The letter O in that word is the schwa sound, eloquent. Eloquent, eloquent, eloquent. But you don't obviously say eloquent, eloquent. It's eloquent, eloquent, eloquent. It's as if you're jumping from the E-L to Q, bypassing the O letter, eloquent, eloquent. But if you just said eloquent, eloquent, that wouldn't be right. There has to be a little bit of some sound inserted in there, and that's the schwa sound, and that's the slight bit that you have to put in there, and you end up with saying eloquent, 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 right? So it's not it's not it's not stressed, it's unstressed, which means you almost forget about it altogether, right? But the best piece of advice, my friends, is don't think of the English language as a combination of individual sounds. The moment you start doing that, the moment you start analyzing the language, that's the moment when your fluency goes out the window. You just have to perceive words and sentences as the basic units of language, no matter what perspective we're looking at them, from the fluency perspective or from the pronunciation perspective. It's always words and sentences, never individual sounds. The moment you start going into the very depth, analyzing the different sounds and how they're pronounced, Jesus, you will just lose it, my friends. Believe me, been there, done that. I've tried to dissect the language. It didn't do me any favors, my friends. Only when I started perceiving words and sentences as the main unit of the English language, only then my pronunciation improved, right? So, schwa sound, forget about it. Now it's there, perceived as a sound. Try to kind of skip it when you speak. But obviously, in certain words, don't force yourself to omit it by all means, because you'll end up with a slightly wrong pronunciation. It's not eloquent, it's eloquent, right? But don't try to necessarily equate this sound to your native language sound, because the chances are your native language doesn't have that schwa sound, same way your hapeka doesn't have it in Finnish, right? So this was a very long rant, and some people don't like that. Some people send me messages, and I've received a couple comments as well telling me that I'm just talking nonsense and I'm ranting on for way too long and people don't like that. But I strongly believe, my friends, that you who watch my videos actually enjoy my speeches, my monologues a lot. And I'm quite hopeful that I've been some help to you, my friends. And if you have any further questions in relation to pronunciation of the schwa sound or pronunciation or English fluency in general, you're welcome to post them in the comments section below. Thanks, and bye-bye.